ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Hare Krishna, thank you. I guess I'll put it here. Thank you for attending. Today, the topic for now is faith and behavior. So we are hearing a lot about this, how the role of faith in bhakti is over the last couple of days. And invariably, we are going to touch on similar topics and say similar things. So please bear with us. Now, faith, the definition of faith again is the defined as a firm conviction to act on the words, not yet. I'll tell you. Go back to the, is defined as the firm conviction to act on the words and instructions of the great devotees of Krishna. And also based on devotional scriptures. So therefore you have sadhu and shastra. So firm conviction in these aspects of the angas of bhakti. Sadhu, shastra. And if someone has faith, then you find that the faith helps them to confine their behavior within certain parameters automatically. Because of the faith, they don't behave in a different way. So therefore, you can say, having faith in a certain thing, particularly for us, we are having faith in Krishna consciousness, so therefore we do not manufacture our own behavior. So you don't find that. You don't find anyone doing something different. If someone does something different, you'll see 10 devotees come at that one person, right? It's a fact, isn't it? You go to any new temple, right? Just don't go as a devotee. Just go in plain clothes, no tilak, just act like you're new. See how many people come and give you instruction. Isn't it? They always say, don't do this, don't do that. And you're like, if you are really a new person and not in Krishna, you are like, oh my God, don't club, you know. What are the do's? So, that's our behavior, actually. If you think about it carefully, more often than not, we tend to behave like that, right? Because why? Because we went through that, therefore we have to do it to others. Right? It's like, you know, a rites of passage, you know. It's a sacred rite of passage in ISKCON. Right? So you find that oftentimes you go to a new temple, especially if you're in civilian clothes, you're walking around, you come in. And of course there are places where they are very nice and they treat you differently. But more often than not, they are always, you know, the stick. Right? Why? Because it's a psychological thing, you know. They got it, now how can you not get it? So therefore, in a sense, we don't want to manufacture our own thing. So we think this is how we should behave. By association, we think that's how we have to behave. Now, in wanting to behave in a certain way, let's see. All right, let's look at the next slide. Oh, he's probably waiting for telepathy. Anyway, it's nice to have Anand do that. Okay. the definition, we're going to look at, you know, we had an introduction now. A definition for us basically is Vaishnava behavior, and that has very much to do with our faith. It's faith bound. So Vaishnava behavior is defined in Hari Bhakti Vilas as the behavior of a pure devotee, and it's given as such. Since nothing can be successful without sadhachara, that means proper behavior, or etiquette, should be performed with proper etiquette. We must act according to proper etiquette. The heart of a saintly person is free from contamination. The way a saintly person acts is known as sadhachara. Now, to give you a quick understanding of what this behavior is, then we will look at the behavior of Lord Nityananda, because our Vaishnava behavior is meant to be centered around the Trinad Api Sunichena principle, or that verse, which means even if you are insulted, you are meant to tolerate. You're supposed to tolerate, and the positive thing that you're supposed to do is become beneficial to the other person. Right? You tolerate an insult, but you become beneficial. That's a hard thing to swallow, but that's the Trinad Api Sunichena principle for us. That means if somebody comes in and they are, you know, not really knowing what to do and so on, we have to see them as a servant of Krishna. Anyone who comes to our temple, automatically they are the servants of the deities. Automatically. So you have to see it like that. I remember a pastime that some devotees were saying that in Mayapur, I think Bhavananda at that time was asking Prabhupada, you know, you've installed the deities, but how are we going to maintain it? You know, we can't, we need pujaris and so on. So then Prabhupada's looking out, and then he say, there, your pujaris are coming. So the two person were walking were Jananiwas and Pankajangari. So they came, they joined, and they've been pujaris since then. You know, so it's amazing. So you give everything to a person who comes in, very needy. You show them that you are their beneficiary. You're their well-wisher, right? Suridam sarva-bhutanam. That principle with Krishna says is supposed to be also be manifested by us. We are supposed to be the friends of every living entity also. Because we are representing Sri Krishna and Srila Prabhupada. So the same way, our behavior has to reflect in that way. So we give that. So the greatest example we saw was Lord Nityananda, right? Because he helped Jagai and Madai, even though they were the most fallen, very fallen. All right. So then, the importance of Vaishnava behavior. In the Brihan Naradiya Purana, it says, Bhaktis tu Bhagavad Bhakta Sangena Parijayate Satsanga Prabhyate Pumbi Sukriter Purva Sanchitai. The definition is, or the translation is, devotional sentiments are evoked by the purifying association of advanced devotees. The jiva is able to come into close contact with a Shuddha Bhakta, pure devotee, only by accruing sufficient Sukriti from many previous births. That means, it is interesting to read this statement. It says, after many, many births, that we accrue this Sukriti. Now, the Sukriti here refers to Bhakti Sukriti or Agyata Sukriti. Okay? So, let me look at that. Yes, so by their behavior, the Vaishnavas create, as I said, Bhakti Sukriti or Agyata Sukriti. Bhakti Sukriti refers to devotional service. Among devotees, we'll do some devotional service, or they know this is devotional service and they do it. Whereas Agyata Sukriti is that which happens through the accidental contact of a causeless mercy of a devotee. So you go on a book distribution, you see someone, you tell them this is good for them, they say, is that right? Okay. Or someone comes to your temple and they're just not interested in anything, and then you say, can you come and help me carry this stuff from the van? And he's actually carrying maybe Radha Damodara's stuff. So that is all, that is Agyata Sukriti. They don't know. Huh? So when they do that, the jiva becomes endowed with faith. Ever so slightly, there is a purification there. The heart is touched. So this faith is developed. Generally, Agyata Sukriti is very little in the beginning, and it takes many lifetimes to accrue, to come to the stage of, yes, faith. You know. So it's actually very auspicious for us, because we need to help people get this Agyata, at least Agyata Sukriti, if not directly bhakti. So even in the Bhagavatam, right, in the, who's that, Suta Goswami, he says, when he's asked to talk about Krishna, he says, Munaya Sadhu Pristoham Bhavadbir Loka Mangalam Yat Krita Krishna Samprashna Yena Yatma Suprasidati. He says to the sages who are asking him question, this is so good you're asking about this, because this is Loka Mangalam. It is good for the entire world. So therefore, we as devotees, we should be willing to give it to everyone that we meet. So that is why it is necessary to go out on Harinam, go out on book distribution like that. It's very essential. Now, our nature is born out of association, right? Paranam gunasangasya sadasad yonisu janvasu. As you associate with different material things, that is what you are going to incorporate in your life. Whatever you associate, that's what you are going to take up, the value of that. So one time Prabhupada was asked by his disciples, Prabhupada, how do you become a pure devotee? Then Prabhupada asked them with a question, how do you become a drunk? Then, yeah, and Prabhupada laughed at the same time. And then he said, well, if you associate with the drunkards, you become drunk. Right? If all your friends are drinking, then sooner or later you'll say, yes, I will also drink a little bit. And then pretty soon you're drinking a lot. And the same thing, if you associate with devotees, then pretty soon you'll take up devotional process, right? So many times you can reflect on your own lifestyle, that how you became a devotee, right? What you were doing before and what you're doing now. The problem is when we are at the now stage, we forget what then was, right? And so we want everyone to be like us. So that's part of our behavior we need to change a little bit. So nature is born from association. So we need to ensure that our behavior reflects Srila Prabhupada's desires, not so much as what we think is right or wrong. Now, sometimes we may even read a scripture and we think we understand that. And that's also pretty, it is good that you're reading, but you have to understand what it means. So oftentimes we don't understand what it means and we perform certain things assuming we know. Generally, if you read something, you have to confirm it with a sadhu. Or another devotee and say, you know, this is what I understood. Is this the right way of understanding like that? So that will help them become a better devotee like that. Saraswati Thakur talks about association and he says, one's nature is determined according to one's association. The faith that a living entity develops by the performance of his karma of his previous life's association is changed by association of his present life. Okay, so you may have some baggage you're carrying with you, but if you associate with devotees, you may be able to put the baggage down. Right? Actually, we carry so many baggage. Only thing you can't see it. The baggage is in your subtle body. Alright? So everything is like if you see sometimes you see in some fairs, if you go to a fairs, you see children holding balloons, and then sometimes they 3-4 balloons. So it's like that, your baggage, you know, it's all floating on you and you just can't see it, but it's there. Therefore, the association is the root cause of a living entity's nature. Now, human activities can be categorized under two headings, Vyavaharika and Paramarthika. Vyavaharika refers to the mundane and social activities, whereas the Paramarthika refers to transcendental or spiritual activities. Now, sometimes you'll have a person who's spiritually advanced, but then he may not be allowed to do some mundane activities, alright? Because for social reasons. Let's say someone is a Muslim by birth, he becomes a pure devotee, but then because of social customs, they will not let him do those activities that are carried out by the brahmanas. And we won't let them do that in a society, because if he were to do that, then it's going to cause chaos, because people cannot understand. They will think, oh, you know, why is a Muslim guy doing? They won't say, he's a pure devotee, he should be allowed. Rather, they'll say, he's a Muslim, he cannot touch this and do that. So social customs have to be observed. So you may be practicing devotional practices in the temple, but when you go to your own family circles and so on, you have to observe social customs within that, so that they will respect you as a devotee. Otherwise, you go there, first thing a devotee, when he knows only, he says, you're sinful, you're in Maya, this and that. Isn't it? Right? Yeah. I remember, right, in the 80s, when we joined only, everything was Maya. It's true. So much so, I thought, what is this? The whole thing is Maya. They would say like that, oh, this is Maya, that is Maya. So therefore, we may be spiritually advanced than our family members, but you don't go and try to fix them. Right? More often than not, when you are new, you want to do open heart surgery on your relatives. Right? It's called the new devotee, pure devotee syndrome. Is it? Isn't it? And especially after they get initiated, they'll be chanting like anything. After a few weeks, you see the bead bag will be there and they'll be walking around. Yeah, so our nature is there, so it's going to affect us. We can maintain artificially to a certain extent, but we should be very careful. So yeah, so social impropriety, we have to be very careful about that. So the next thing is, one should be worthy. Actions should be such that people will trust you. Interesting. I'll tell you some story after that, but one thing that in the Hari Bhakti Vilas it's mentioned, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur also mentions, is the actions of Vaishnavas allows those interested in mundane social customs to develop the proper respect towards all Vaishnavas. So if you behave properly in the social circle, then they will give equal respect to all the devotees. All you need is one smart devotee to spoil everything. That's all. All you need is one person. It's easy to see a spot in the moon, right, they say. Actually, I never thought about it. But that, or in your dhoti, sari is very difficult, but generally in the dhotis, if you have one, you can try it. You use your marker and put a big circle and walk around, you'll see how many people will point out. Isn't it? They'll say, you know that you have something like that. So it's easy to see the, so social impropriety still affects trust worthiness also. There's an emergency announcement. Here's a word from the sponsor.
Hare Krishna. There is a grey color Honda Odyssey Virginia license plate WNV8151. It's blocking the road, and the Gita Nagari management, they are not able to bring anything inside. If the car is not moved within the next 15 minutes, it will get towed. So whoever owns that Honda Odyssey, can they please move that car immediately? Because they are getting really aggravated over the last couple of days with devotees parking the cars in undesignated areas, blocking the roads. So it's going to get towed soon.
What's the number again?
8151 WNV. It's a Honda Odyssey, grey color.
Honda?
Odyssey.
Odyssey. Odyssey.
Thank you.
Alright.
Sorry, Prabhu.
No, that's fine. That's also another social impropriety. You come to here and you behave differently. Everyone is devotees, right? And then they want to jump the rules, right? Or the rules won't apply to me, or I'm here only for a weekend, I'll do what I want. So this reflects on us more so than, it actually reflects badly on Srila Prabhupada, if you think about it. Because, you know, we are all Prabhupada Anugas, followers of Prabhupada. So therefore, you know, wherever we go, we have to always show a level of conformity within that circle that we are in. So it's very important. You can't just do what you want. Confirmation. Yeah, and people want everyone to get conformed with what they see is right and wrong. That's how it is. When you go out in the society proper, you walk around in dhoti. America's not so bad because everyone is strange here, so it's okay. But if you go to some other countries, right? Like I remember we were in Harinam in Australia, so, you know, we would go on Harinam. Ever so often they will tell us, you know, get a job, that's the first thing. And the second thing they will say is get a haircut. And I would think, I don't even have a hair. What is this heck? So they want us to conform with their standard of what society should be like here. So we have to think carefully, so that people will then trust us. They're good. It's like in, I think, Gainesville, right? They do so much preaching in the universities and distribution of prasadam and so on. So much so that the city itself loves them because they are good people, even though they are dressed weird. You know, that's how it is. Now, as our faith in Krishna increases, our behavior also changes more and more, right? You will find that as you make an advancement, you will tend to become more humble, because it's a matter of realization. What you realize is that you are actually very, 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 very fallen. For so many lifetimes, you're doing so many nonsense, but as you make advancement, you really feel that you're so fallen. And that's why when you sing the songs of Narottam Das Thakur and so on, he's actually feeling that. He's not just writing it because he feels good about writing. He's feeling really bad. It's true feelings. That's truly emotional for him. So our behavior changes, our activities changes. And how the activity changes, it becomes more Krishna-centric. More Krishna-centric, not ego-centric. Yeah. Krishna-centric. Krishna-centric means, I also mentioned it yesterday, is Nirbandha Krishna Sambandhi. The activities are all connected to Krishna. Somehow or other, you try to connect it to Krishna. Or let's say you go out on a walk down the street here, and then you're walking. Devotees are supposed to be happy, right? You cannot go with a long face like that. And if you do that, then the people will say, look at this Hare Krishna, they are always unhappy. So therefore we have to, at least externally, you show that you are happy. Your Guru Maharaj wants you to chant or go and do book distribution and then do Harinam or give up your job. Oh no, my Guru Maharaj say that, right? So at least we should be like that. Externally at least. If we cannot, at least put on a smiling face. So if you do that, then at least people will say, okay, there are something. But in general, I find that if you go on Harinam, if you constantly do service, you're always smiling actually. Even you may not remember that you are smiling, you know. Oftentimes, when I've been in book distribution and so on, people will come and ask you, what are you guys, why are you all always happy, you know? I don't know, have you experienced that? Some of you have, right? Yeah. They'll say, why are you so happy? You know, because we are happy a lot. We like to be happy. Why are you happy? What is your secret? Oh, that, because we chant. you want to know what we chant? And then you try to preach to them. Yeah. So our behavior should always lend itself to please Krishna. And when we please Krishna, we will not be influenced by the powerful material energy. As Maharaj said yesterday also, Devi Yeshu Gunamai, right? Mama Maya Durityaya. Very difficult to overcome the material nature. One time I think one disciple was telling Prabhupada, right? Oh Prabhupada, you know, I think I'm in Maya. Prabhupada said, you're always in Maya. Sometimes you are in Krishna conscious. Because we are at the extreme end. It takes time to purify ourselves to be always thinking of Krishna. And as I was saying, if you're walking and if you're very Krishna conscious, let's say someone sees you or you see them, you wish them in a happy mood. Good morning, you know, like that. So when they say, yeah, good morning, yeah, isn't the sun beautiful? Yeah, they'll say, yes, the sun is beautiful. Yeah, the Lord is so kind, He's shining the sun so beautifully. So then they will click a little bit, oh, God is, you know, you're connecting them to Krishna. In your heart, you're thinking of Krishna. So when you mention these things, indirectly they are connected to you and they are connected to Krishna. So you have to always think like that. How am I going to connect them with Krishna? That's what we are supposed to do. That's what our Gaudiya Vaishnava mission is, to preach and connect people together with Krishna. Yeah. So therefore, behavior is very important, right? If you, for example, your guru comes to the city and then everybody is like, rah, 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 right? The spiritual master, they all come rah rah, and then for 3 days rah 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 rah, and then after the third day when the guru goes, they go shum. And then I've seen it, you know, and it's hilarious. The devotees will say, you know, I'm going to take 3 days off. What? Yeah, I need a break. Break from what? So this is how, you know, we think. We think this is, oh, I've done my pure devotional service, now I have to do my Maya service. It's interesting, but we are not at the level where we can sustain it, you know. So artificially we can't sustain it. So we have to ensure that we continue this taste. Yeah? Otherwise we lose the taste and then we will, you know. It's interesting, but years ago, I remember devotees after the Guru Maharaj leave, only, you know what, I have to go and watch a movie now. You know, it's too much stress. Yeah, you're laughing, but it's a fact. Been through it, you know, I've seen it. I'm like, what? No, I need the relief. That's why Prabhupada said we always in Maya, and sometimes we are in Krishna conscious. When the guru comes, everybody is Krishna. But then it shows that it's like you're getting a diarrhea. And then you want to take the medicine to stop it. It's like that. So the material energy is so powerful, it creates a paradigm shift for the jiva. So he sees two things. Oh, you know, Krishna conscious, Maya conscious. Krishna conscious, Maya, like that, you know. Remember, he's tatastha shakti. Therefore, he's attracted either way. But if he's, like, as I said earlier, association is the key, so he's going to be attracted towards the material energy. So therefore, we have to be very careful. Otherwise, if you choose too much Maya, at first they'll say little Maya is okay, you know. People say that and they think it's okay, and you may disagree and say, no, devotees don't do it. I'll tell you, they do that. Right? They go to Subways. Right? Subway, eat fresh. You sure it's fresh? First of all, so they go to Subway, they go to McDonald's, whatever you have here, right? They'll do that. And they'll say, no, no, I only took the vegetarian portion. Have you seen videos of what these chefs do in the kitchen and how they prepare things? I saw a video six months ago where they caught this... Kentucky Fried Chicken or something like that. So they had this video, and the guy was caught. He's a supervisor. So they have the sinks to wash salad. Okay? So they had this video, and then the video is showing the supervisor passing urine on that sink. And so of course he was caught and blah, 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 you know. But hey, this is what's happening. Yeah? So, go and have your fresh salad. Please, if you're not strict with yourself, who are you going to be strict with? You know, you can't. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says you have to be strict with yourself but lenient with others. That way you can encourage people. You know, they see you and they say, that Prabhu is so good, that Mataji is so good, I want to be like them. You know, they are good examples. If all of us don't follow this, then pretty soon we won't have any examples. You know. So therefore it's important. Once you start cheating, then you start to commit offenses. And then sooner or later, whatever faith you have developed will be lost. Now, even sometimes a devotee is very sincere and he tries sincerely, he works hard, and he tries to purify himself, but what happens is, he may fall down accidentally. You know, the apichet sudhara churo bhajate mama ananyabhak, that verse. So he may fall down. But the principle behind that is, he is always a sincere devotee. Now this applies to a sincere devotee. This is accidentally, they may take up something due to the association of material nature or the wrong influence outside of their devotee circle. But Krishna says, Shipram Bhavati Dharmataha. He says, they will be situated properly. Because why? Dharmataha. They will do it properly. Once they know they made a mistake, they will correct themselves. Now, we are not strong. So how do you correct yourself? You know, you have to have good Shiksha Gurus. You know, everybody wants to be Guru. That's a fact. We all want to be Guru. When we first joined the movement, anyone who's 1 week older, we have to, like, you know, kowtow to them and serve them, you know. But nowadays, you can be here 20, 30 years, the guy that last week got initiated will be telling you what to do, like that, you know. There's problems there, you need to fix that. Also, if somebody has a PhD, we don't send them to the kitchen to wash pots. Right? No. Everybody has to go through the same principles. Then they will appreciate what happens in the kitchen, what happens in the bathroom, what happens so many places. Right? Rupa, right? Your name, right? Yeah. So she washes all the toilets and so on every other day with Satyasar and so on. So she's happily doing it with them according to Satyasar. So that means she is willing to do nice service like that, not thinking this is bad and so on. So when you do menial service like that, you're actually cultivating, yeah, humility actually, yeah, yeah. So instead of thinking, oh, you know, I will sign up for the service that I don't have to do so much like that, right? Tendency is that, because that's our nature, you know, we become very lazy. Mandasumandamatta bhagayo. This, in Kali Yuga, everybody is lazy. So much so, because we are so lazy, we cannot rise above our gunas because of laziness. But sadhana bhakti is there to crank us up so that we get out of this laziness. And that's why you have all the do's and the do nots that Srila Prabhupada has established. Come for morning program. Of course, now here in the retreat, you know, everybody is scattered and so on, so you can't really come on the same time or whatever. That is understandable. But once you go back to your own city or town or whatever, you arrange in such a way that if you can't go to the temple, at least get up in the morning at your home and perform those activities. Srila Prabhupada mentions in the first canto, I forget exactly where, but he says that if the devotee performs the sadhana bhakti properly and he follows the four regulatory principles for 12 years nicely, whatever he says, people will listen. That's the purification, purity, and Krishna is centered in his heart. So we can only get rid of our mundane gunas and so on through association and doing sadhana bhakti. Actually, sadhana bhakti gives the impetus to develop strong faith. So if your faith is not growing up, that means your sadhana bhakti is lacking. Something is wrong in the performance of your sadhana bhakti. So we can get rid of our sins accumulated by mundane association, by performing properly with the sadhana bhakti and associating with devotees. And that's one of the reasons why Ramapada Maharaj has been conducting these retreats for the last, 30 years? Something like that? 25, 30 years? Yeah. Maharaj has been doing that so that everyone can rise above the Nishtrayaguna Bhava Arjuna. And rise above the three modes, you know. So we associate also, then we learn how to behave with one another, how to enhance our behavior also. So therefore it's very important. So this is not a theoretical thing. This is actually practical. We do it and we see it actually have positive value for us. So yesterday I think, Nityananda Prabhu, you said, right, Srila Prabhupada came and prayed in front of the deities. Yeah, so that's also another point, you know, how much we actually come in front of the deities and pray to the deities and say, please help me get rid of this anarthas or so on. Most of the time people come there and they take pictures, right? Or they come and say the deities look fine. But you're also allowed to pray, you know. You know, there is... That's one of the Angas prayers. So you can come and say, Lord, please help me. You know. But we don't do that. We don't do that. We don't come here and pray. Not yet. So we don't pray. Yeah. We don't pray enough. We don't. And generally, when we pray, what we ask for mundane or material things, you know. Akama sarva kama moksha kama udarati. So therefore we have the tendency because we are not sufficiently reading Prabhupada's books also. You know, it doesn't reinforce us. Okay, we may associate, but it's not reinforced by reading the shastra. There is this principle, right? Guru, sadhu and shastra. So if all three is not effected daily or within the week, then you will not be able to progress further. So it's very important to think carefully along these lines. So Prabhupada came and prayed and the disciple was saying, why are you praying? He said, I don't want to fall down. And then he also said, you Western devotees, you are not afraid of Maya. Not just Western, everybody. Right? He was just telling his disciples then. But Prabhupada, even though Prabhupada was doing that, that's how Prabhupada gets the mercy also. He's showing us by his examples. Remember in the ninth chapter, Mahatmanastu Mamparta Devim Prakriti Mashrita. That means they take shelter of the personality of Godhead, his energies and so on. They take shelter. So similarly, we have to take shelter of the Lord, pray properly, and then take shelter of the devotees. You should have many siksha gurus who can help you in different aspects in your life, right? How do I work outside? Someone who's been working and performing very well, you can ask them, what is your daily things and how you do it? Please help me, guide me, like that. That is a positive way. Not thinking, oh, you know, I will just read Prabhupada's book and I'll know everything. Yeah, sure. Many later. We were reading in the beginning, Sukriti, both Bhakti Sukriti and so on, it accumulates over the years, you know, over lifetimes, not years. Yeah. I remember also one time there was a spiritual master in a temple, they were saying no more devotees, they were not getting devotees. Then the spiritual master came up with a prayer, and then he said, alright, after Mangalarati we will pray this to the deities. So they prayed to the deities, please, you know, if you so desire, not that we desire, but if you so desire, you please send devotees to our yatra. Within 6 months, 6 devotees joined. Yeah, it's true, you know, true life incidents. So we have to know how to pray and pray properly. Now, behaviors themselves do not allow faith to develop, due to offenses committed in previous lives. So, you're going forward, you know, you go back. Yeah. So, such behaviors becomes obstacles to devotion. So there are 5 obstacles here that has been highlighted by Jiva Goswami. The first one is crookedness. So you can look at yourself. If you feel that you are kind of crooked, try to fix yourself or ask someone to fix you. Crookedness means... crookedness means you are deceitful. Right? Very deceitful, very cunning. Why are you laughing? Is somebody here like that? Actually, we are all like that. Alright, so deceitful and devious and underhanded. Anyone comes into your mind like that? Anyone from the Shastra? Shakuni? Yes, Duryodhana, Shakuni, these people were all crooked. Mantra, not really. Kangsa is a demon, we all know that. He has all those qualities and more. Yeah, so the good examples are Shakuni, Duryodhana. They are very, they are considered crooked. So crooked that they were more crooked than Krishna, right? Krishna is Tribhanga. So when Krishna goes to Hastinapur, yeah, so visiting, Hastinapur visiting, Duryodhana invites Krishna, and then Krishna said no. And whose place does he go? And he eats banana or banana skin. So, because if you're crooked, if you have crookedness, think about this. Even if you pray, Krishna is not going to listen to you. Yeah, think about it. If you have been deceitful to any devotees, that means you have committed offense. And it says, Jiva Goswami says, if anyone has these symptoms, it indicates that one has committed offenses either in this life or in the previous lives. So you have to work on it. Working on it doesn't mean you just keep quiet and then cry and lament about it. No. You have to approach a senior Vaishnava or anyone who's capable of helping you. Talk to them, talk to your spiritual master, and then you can lament and cry. The other thing is faithlessness. We kind of touched on it, but generally it's mixing or associating with non-devotees. That means you will say, oh, devotees are too much, you know, I prefer my office colleagues, they are much nicer. Yeah, then, yeah, you hear that, right? Oftentimes they'll say that devotees, but you know, dying office workers won't come and chant for you. The devotee who gives you the most trouble will be there chanting for you. It's true. And sometimes relatives will be there when you are dying, but they are hoping you die, so that they can get your whatever they hope that you write in the will. And I've seen this. This really happens. It truly happens. Don't think it's a joke. It really happens. I've seen it. I had a god sister who was dying, and then the relatives all came, and then they found out she had written all the money to the deities. And so they made a big issue. So when my spiritual master heard it, he went to the god sister who was dying and said, please change it. You know, we don't want them to go unfavorable to Krishna consciousness. And then she said, no, I don't care about these people. And he said, no, this is your instruction. And then the lawyers came and she changed it. And then she gave some, not all. She said, I'm not giving everything. So my guru must say, as long as they are happy. And they were happy. And they were happy like that. And then there was another incident. Disciple of Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, and she also left the body. And when she was dying, her relatives came. But she had in her will, her relatives has the attorneys of, taking care of whatever it is. So they were all against devotees. So they didn't care. They were making noise. Anything. They wouldn't let us chant and so on. So, and as she was dying, they were already arguing among themselves. I'm getting her car. I'm getting her computer. Stuff like that. And then when she left the body, they wouldn't let us go in and do anything. So, the county thing, the mortuary morgue, they came, they put her in a plastic thing, and then they just dragged the body, because they said we had no legal thing. But at least we had the opportunity to give her the kun water and the garland and stuff like that before she passed on, So you can see. So all of you go back and write in your will that only devotees will take care of you. So anyway, faithlessness, all right? So if you mix too much with people who have no faith, it's just like I said earlier, if you hang around with drunks, you will become a drunkard. So if you hang around with people without faith, they will also erode your what little faith you have. So you have to be very careful. And then attachment to things that destroy faith, generally material science. Just like there's an incident where Prabhupada said they did not land in the moon. So there's a pastime where his servant was massaging him, and in the TV they are watching, Neil Armstrong? Yeah, so he said, Prabhupada, they said they are landing, the servant is saying, and then Prabhupada said, no, they didn't land there. That's Arizona desert. Something like that. So then, the very next day, Prabhupada said, where's the servant? They say he already left. So he gave up his spiritual master and he left because he had more faith in material science. So these are some of the obstacles you have. And then there are also, you find people who are so attracted and they cannot change traditions and rituals, mainly South Indian devotees are like that. And you know who I'm talking about. So, yeah, you have to give up some things for advancing in Krishna consciousness. Then slackness in devotional service. I've already touched on eating food prepared by non-devotees. Not wanting to improve. This is a classic one, yeah, I got initiated, but I don't believe, Then why did you get initiated? Well, because... just like any teenagers, you ask them, why are you doing this? Because that, right? So similarly, as you grow older, you also tend to bring those kind of baggage with you. And then if you are not associating properly, you associate with materialists, then you'll give up performing your devotional service properly. I've seen devotees who have given up chanting, but they still come to the temple. You tell them why they don't chant. They say, well, so difficult, I'm always tired, like that. These are the answers they give. And it's sad. It is sad. But you encourage them. Because they have faith still, somewhere there, it is there. So you cannot do the stick principle. You don't do that. Instead, you have to extend lovingly and say, hey, don't worry about it. You know, just come to the devotees. Let's go to kirtan. Let them hear the holy name. So it'll help them. They'll be friendly. Call on them ever so often. Say, hey, how are you doing? But don't ask them if they chant their rounds. Leave it to the spiritual master. Okay? So that way they will have a friend, at least. Otherwise, they won't even have anybody to help them. So as devotees, we have to think for another person's welfare. All the time, you have to think how I can help them. Or you find many devotees not strict in following rules and regulations also. Oh, it's okay, that's alright, you know. They may, you know, do all the tamasic things and not get purified, and they don't want to take bath sometimes, you know. Oh, that's alright, Krishna understands. Right? You hear that also quite often. Yeah, Krishna knows, you know, like that. In certain circumstance when the person is suffering a lot, yes, Krishna will understand. But for someone who's not going through any difficulties, but they are sheer lazy, Krishna understands differently. Yeah? it's true. My Guru Maharaj once told us that if you don't do it properly, when you can do it properly, then if you have done nice service in the past and now you don't do it properly, then he says, Krishna will take over. And then he said, when Krishna takes interest in you, then boy, you're going to regret. Because he will start dragging you. We all want to go back to Godhead, but if you don't do it properly and Krishna takes interest in you, then he starts dragging you. Right? So he said, don't let him drag you. Go willingly. Yeah. Right? It's easy to walk to Krishna rather than being dragged. Right? So that's the thing. And finally, pride in being advanced. You have, again, many people who have a Vedic culture behind them. They think they know all the shlokas and so on. But then they only are shloka walas, you know, means they are very good at reciting shlokas, but then they don't practice. And we have seen many devotees like that, you know. Anything they will quote, but then when you say anyone for service, they go like that, you know. It is like that. So that means externally they talk nicely, and then by behavior of doing services, they are not proving the fact that they are good Vaishnavas, you know. They'll quote all this, oh, you have to do like that. Okay, can you come and do? I have to go. Yeah, like that. So many times you see this kind of thing. So it's very bad. And then you have I already know syndrome. Okay? You tell them, you know, the Bhagavad Gita says, oh, I know that. I read, my mother used to say all this thing. And so like that, you know. Now, the other thing I want to touch on just before we finish with this slide is the food prepared by non-devotees has got so much karma in it, and you don't want to take that karma. Because when you take that karma also, then Easter is caring for you, he's going to take that karma also, and you are being a nonsense. Now, whenever we take prasadam, we say Mahaprasade, Govinde, Namo Brahmani, Vaishnave, Svalpa Punya Vatan Rajan, Vishvasha, Naiva Jayate. And do you know the translation? Just chant, no? I'll give you the translation. Persons with meager Sukriti cannot develop faith in Mahaprasad. Right? Svalpa Punya. The spiritual food, remnants of the Lord. They cannot develop faith in Mahaprasada, spiritual food, remnants of the Lord, in the deity of Sri Govinda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in the transcendental Krishna's name, and in the Vaishnavas. So they cannot develop faith in these things. So therefore, don't take outside food unless you are dying. Then Krishna said, I understand. Right? Otherwise, if you're not dying, you know, just do something that is not going to make your life difficult. Alright, then if, as I said, Jiva Goswami mentions that, and let's continue. I've got another couple more minutes. So then we come to the positive behaviors. So devotees should actively try to participate, going out on Harinam, Prasadam, all these things. Why is it important? Because you create, what do you create? Yes, you create bhakti sukriti or agyata sukriti for other living entities. When you read Srila Prabhupada's books, you create bhakti sukriti. You understand the principles why you're doing it. And if you know with other devotees, surrendering to Guru's instruction, many times the Guru will not ask you to do things that you cannot do. Right? But if you're sincere, whatever instruction the spiritual master speaks, you do it with full heart, not half-heartedly. Doing devotional service, it may seem so obvious, but there are so much to do in a temple. So how much are you willingly coming forward to take up extra service? Now if you feel that your life is peaceful, then that's not good. Then it's not good. Our movement is not for that. Our movement is so that you feel unhappy in this material world. It's true. If you join the Hare Krishna movement to feel happy, you will be happy at the end. But if you want peace, then go and join some other group where they do Om Shanti and all those things. Here we are doing Hare Krishna, we go out to preach. So take up service. Do more service than it's giving you some difficulties. So, you know, what is that? No pain, no gain. That's true also. What is the description of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Nija Bhakti Yoga Vairagya? Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. Yeah, so Vairagya Vidya. We have to know how to have the knowledge to do this kind of services that will, austerities and so on. Actually, austerity is the wealth of the brahmanas. Jai Sri Sri Radha Damodar Ki Jai Sri Sri Gonitai Ki Jai Sri Guru Parampara Ki Jai. Alright, then good wishes of devotees can create one's faith. So, this is both ways. You wish well for a devotee, you know. You pray for a devotee. You should actively try to ensure that you come to the deities in your temple. You pray, my dear Lord, you know, Srimati Radhan, please let this devotee make advancement, you know. This devotee has been so unkind to me, has been giving me a hard time, but make them a pure devotee. Why? When they become a devotee, they will feel very bad. That's a fact. That's a fact. So it's good to pray for one another. Isn't it? Don't you want to pray? I'll pray for all of you. I will do it. So you should do that. Pray for one another. Daily pray. Pray. Say, please help this devotee. If you do that, then your own hearts will become soft. And when it's soft and malleable, Radha and Krishna can sit in that heart. You know? I've got 5 more minutes. Okay. And then you chant. It says that chanting will protect one from becoming proud. So you have to chant in a humble Trinada Pisuni Chena mood. You know, not think how many people is watching me chanting like that, you know. So, you know, sometimes devotees will chant certain number and they'll go and ask how many rounds you chant. You know, I did so many, you did like that, you know. It is a personal thing, right? You keep the numbers to yourself. You don't have to go and advertise, I chanted so many rounds. Of course, when there's a retreat, when people are saying how many rounds you chant, that's a different matter, you know. But personally, you keep it to yourself, because it's between you and Krishna, yeah. And then happy to see others' good fortune. Be very happy, you know. And in the beginning, it may be difficult to say, yeah, I'm happy for you. But you practice, it's true, you practice, it'll become okay. Then you'll see. One time, my Guru Maharaj was with Srila Prabhupada, so he says that he wasn't chanting his rounds properly. So Prabhupada said, why aren't you chanting your rounds? He said, then he told Prabhupada, I didn't have time. So then he said, as soon as he said that, he realized he made a mistake, because he knew he could have made the time. But he just said, I didn't have time, Prabhupada. And Prabhupada like, ha. He looked at him and said, then don't sleep. Or sleep little. Then he was like shocked, you know, why Prabhupada? And he said, well, to sleep less, you have to practice. Alright, you don't just artificially one day stay up all night and then next day you fall, you know. This Janananda Maharaj was giving, he said in the early days in England they were very serious, so they would come Mangala Arati. He said one devotee was so serious, he wanted to be like the sixth Goswami. So then he said he won't sleep, he will sleep like 1 or 2 hours every day. So he went on for 2 weeks, he says. So and then on a Sunday feast, after 2 weeks, the devotee was chanting and jumping and chanting. He said all of a sudden he fell, and then they all went to see what happened to him, and he was snoring. So you can't artificially do these things. And what happens if people see, oh, these guys... These devotees, they are supposed to give up their life, they're sleeping and snoring. Oh, this is a torture, you know. Hare Krishna is a torture group, you know. So then, obviously serving Vaishnavas, always serve happily, don't become so sad when you... Practice being happy in serving. So, when faith is properly centered around all these activities in bhakti, it turns into good bhakti. Paramarthika Shraddha then enters, transcendental Shraddha enters the heart slightly when he becomes eligible to begin pure devotional service. When it deepens with constant association, bhajana kriya is initiated, and then this takes one to prema, which we heard from Mother Dana Kelly yesterday. Now, a few examples of behaviors that has affected people in different way, if I could quickly speak on it. So the first one is altar falter. Well, this happened on the altar. So it was told to me. So what happened was, these devotees were dressing the deities, and then they were, you know, really into it, and they didn't see the time, so they were continuing. And then another devotee, in fact all the devotees were late, so then when the time to open the curtain, the other devotee ran out and said, you know, I'm going to open. And they said, no, wait. And then But then the devotee opened the curtain. So when the curtain opened with the Govindam prayers, these devotees were still dressing. So then they felt bad. So at the end, the devotees who were on the altar felt that they can't trust this devotee. So the behavior of this devotee, even though that devotee meant well, was seen in a negative way. So sometimes we have to be very careful how we react or act with that. We have to become very conscious of our activities, that we do not hurt another person. Now then, this monks on a mountain, this is it's from a Christian blog that I came across. So what happens is, this a young monk, he joins this monastery, and then he tries to serve, but he feels that he cannot, a lot of enviousness and frustration and so on. So then he told the senior abbot that, I can't, you know, this, I've been trying so long for so many years, I'm not really getting anything. And so the elder monk said, you know what, we have a very senior monk in the mountains, you know, you can go and maybe he can help you in this difficulty. He says, I've got so much envy in my heart and so on. So he goes up the mountain. After a few days, he sees this old monk standing there and chanting, you know. So he comes close to him, very much closer, and then he hears the monk go, 25, 25, 25. He's chanting 25 something. He said, oh my dear, you know, he talks to the monk and say, can I, help me please, I do not know what to do. And then the monk doesn't open his eyes, keeps saying 25, 25. Then he comes very close, and then the monk turns and looks at him, and then he pushes him off the cliff. And then this poor young man falls down and dead. And then the old monk goes, 26, 26. The point is, there are so many devotees who are coming to the temple to take shelter of Krishna, and then we can be cruel and we push them away, like just like this old monk. So we have to be very careful how we deal with people. It's only a story, so don't get so worked up. Oops, time's up. Oh, that's this very nice story there, actually. Give me 5 more minutes, I'll let me finish. So there's another devotee, he had a son who was not into Prabhupada anymore. So he was like against ISKCON and stuff like that. So his father, please, you know, try to come to the temple. He said, no, I don't want. Then finally the father worked out with the son and said, why don't you just read Prabhupada books for at least half an hour daily? At least you do and I won't disturb you. So then they agreed. So then this is a real life situation. So then he started reading Prabhupada's book because he promised 5 minutes a day. So after a few weeks, he came to his father and said, you know what, you're right. So he started coming to the temple. So that's a good example by the father where he influenced his son to take up a reading of Srila Prabhupada's book. And then the other one, the position paper, is a paper written by Ravindra Swarup Prabhu, Srila Prabhupada's position in ISKCON. So there was a disciple who became Ritvik. And then he wasn't happy with the guru and he started arguing with the guru. So then the guru said, okay, you know, just leave me alone. Okay, you can go and do what you want. But then he came across the paper, the position paper. And when he read the paper, he realized the position of Srila Prabhupada, why he is considered the founder acharya. And having read that and understood, he came back to the guru and apologized and said, I'm not a Ritvik. Right? So, and then the fox and the scorpion. One day the fox was about to cross a river, and then when he was about to cross the river, the scorpion came along and said, hey, give me a lift. Then the fox said, I don't trust you. You know, you're a scorpion. You will strike me. And then I'll die. And then said, no, I promise you. I also want to get across. You want to get across. You know, but I'm small. You can carry me across. So they said, okay, well, I will do that. So then the fox got the scorpion and then he crossed the river. Halfway across the river, the scorpion stung him. So the fox said, why did you do that? My nature to do it. So remember what we said about nature. Nature is due to association. So you can change your base natures as long as you associate with devotees properly. And finally, celebrate. This is another monk story. So this monk is a very new monk. He graduated just like, you know, Bhakti Shastri or something like that. So he goes to the monastery and he works under this abbot and he's put into copying the literatures of the previous acharyas. So he's copying everything, and then one day, after a couple of days, he came to the senior abbot and said, look, you know, how do you know that, you know, that someone didn't make a mistake in copying? You know, it's possible. And then the senior monk is like, no, we have been doing this for 200 years. We are okay, no problem. And he goes, then he said, but you are a very intelligent man. You know, you may have a point. I don't think there's anything wrong, but I will check. So he goes down the monastery into the caves, and they have a big archive, BBT archive like that. So then he opens the safe, he goes inside. He says, I'll come back to you and talk to you. So then this young monk was waiting for him whole day, then noon, then evening, and then he took his prasad, and then the next morning the older monk didn't come, the abbot did not show up. So he was very worried. So he went down the archives and went, and then he saw the old monk hitting his head against the wall of the archive. Then he said, what happened? What happened? You know, why are you doing that? Blood is dripping, and he's like tears in his eyes and so on. He said, what happened, my dear, you know, monk, please tell us what happened. He said, you know, he start crying again. And he says, we made a mistake. It's celebrate. It's not celebrate. Not celibate. So sometimes, you know, you read something and you misinterpret. So always have a senior Vaishnavas. Whatever you read, don't think you know best. Confirm, and then you will be, you can really celebrate then. Okay? So, thank you very much. I don't think I have time for questions, but if you want, you can ask me later when I'm wandering around. Hare Krishna.